Gyantimidandasya Gyananjana Chalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadam Mayam Dadati Svapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutha Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sate Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanshakalpatadubhyascha Kripasindubhya Evacha Patithanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavedbhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hari 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 Rama Hari Rama 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 Hari Hari
I am very grateful and honored to be here this evening on the occasion of this auspicious celebration where we are offering our deep appreciation and gratitude to two exalted, exemplary devotees of Lord Krishna, Sahadev Prabhu and Sucharita Mataji. I could speak about them perhaps for hours and days, but I'll only speak a few words tonight. One time Srila Prabhupada was asked, how do we know who is your devotee? Srila Prabhupada's reply, you will know because they are perfect ladies and gentlemen. Hare Krishna. I cannot think of any two people who personify this expectation of Srila Prabhupada more than Sahadev and Sucharita Mataji. And anyone who knows them and agrees with this, please loudly say Hari Bol. We read about what is a Vaishnav. We hear about it in so many lectures, seminars. But we really understand it when we see those who imbibe those teachings. In fact, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said like this, "You will not understand what is love of God by reading all scriptures, by any amount of tapasya. You will understand it by witnessing the character and the activities of great devotees." When Srila Prabhupada came to the West, he gave us his books. He spoke such perfect philosophy. But really, we understood it all by observing the character of Srila Prabhupada. It is most important. The scriptures are there. But people have faith in the words of the scripture when they see living examples. With no exaggeration, from the core of my heart, I would like to express that Sahadev Prabhu and his good wife are genuinely living examples of Krishna consciousness in family life. I have known him perhaps 25 years, half of his married life. I'm sorry. I cannot detect any false ego in either one of them. They're totally devoted, completely faithful to Srila Prabhupada and his mission. It is said in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Raghunath Das Goswami's following of the regulative principles and his renunciation were as deep and unchangeable as lines in stone. Sahadev Prabhu and Sucharita Devi, their loyalty to Krishna's service, to the service of the Vaishnavas, and to Srila Prabhupada are like lines in stone. Govardhan Srila, perhaps. And they do so much. But nobody knows what they do, because they're so happy to just be in the background. Absolutely no expectation of respect, adoration, any type of prizes or material gifts of any sort. They genuinely simply want to serve. They are counselors and super excellent counselors to so many family, teaching through their words and through their example, extending themselves for others. Sahadev Prabhu is trustee for many of our projects. He's one of the main persons who oversee the finances and the accounts for Radha Gopinath Temple and all the activities. He really extends himself and works so hard, but always content to just appear in the background and give all credit to others. Their morality, their honesty, their wonderful sadhana is simply wonderful. Sahadev and his good wife are two people that we have 100% faith that we can depend on them for anything that they're asked to do. That is a rare quality. They have such compassion, such kindness toward every devotee. Although he's so senior, they are both so senior in age, and so successful in their profession, their education. They're very happy to perform any simple, menial service. Really, I cannot detect any false ego. And because I'm so egoistic, it's easy for me to see it in others, but not in them. How they have raised their family. Sucharita Devi, she is one of the silent giants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. She's mostly home. For years, she took care of her mother-in-law faithfully, raising her children faithfully, serving her husband faithfully, nourishing her grandchildren faithfully. And as we saw in this very nice slideshow or whatever it was, Satchidananda Prabhu was explaining how so much she was loving and kind, but she was very strict. That perfect balance is what makes a wonderful parent. If it's too much either way, it can create psychological, emotional problems. But when you give so much love, even when there is discipline, it's taken with trust and love. And we have seen this in her. Her house is a beautiful temple. Radha Gopi Jana Balava. Wonderful worship. And the fruit of Sahadev Prabhu and Sucharitra's raising a family is their son, Satchidananda Prabhu. Daughter, wonderful lady, pious lady, devoted lady. But I do not know so much about her. I only bow my head to her. But I'd like to speak about Satchidananda Prabhu because I know him too much. What his mother and father has imbibed within him. He's just like them in the younger generation. Do you know some of the people that Satchidananda Prabhu personally preached to and brought them from the dire condition of material life and brought them to the path of pure devotional service single-handedly? Satchidananda Prabhu, one in college, he preached to Yudhisthira Prabhu and brought him to the point of what such a glorious devotee. He preached to Ananda Brindavan Prabhu. That was not easy. And transformed his heart. And Satchidananda Prabhu confidentially told me, of all the people he preached to, the most difficult to bring to the path of pure bhakti was the next person I'm going to speak to. Another classmate who he preached to extensively. And he wouldn't give up, no matter what. He was persistent. He is the Varma Padakshaka Guru for Devamrit Prabhu, who is now the temple president of Krishna Balaram Temple in Vrindavan. And one of the most pure-hearted and exemplary sadhus in our movement. Who else? Sri Gauranga Prabhu, wonderful, wonderful Vaishnava, and many more. In some ways, myself and all of us are in that category. Because he is a man that is completely trustworthy, humble, sincere, and totally dedicated to the mission of Guru and Gauranga. I can speak many things, but I do want to express that I am so eternally grateful to Sahadev Prabhu and Sucharita Mataji. They are two of the strongest pillars of the congregation of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Temple. They were here from the very beginning, a time when there was turbulence, a time when there was so many apparently uncrossable obstacles. I've never seen him get angry. I've never seen him look like he's in anxiety. Has anybody? Maybe Mahaprabhu Prabhu. For obvious reason. And speaking about Mahaprabhu, it was Mahaprabhu Prabhu's persistent preaching that brought Sahadev Prabhu and his whole family and all the generations of devotees who have sprouted from their efforts. Mahaprabhu brought his dearest friend to Krishna consciousness. So, let us offer our sincerest gratitude to Mahaprabhu for bringing this amazing family into our association. The Grihastha Ashram is oftentimes underrated and neglected. But Srila Prabhupada explains that the varnas and the ashrams are like the body, the social and spiritual body of society. And unless they are all working together in harmony, the social body will be dysfunctional and diseased. That is our philosophy. Grihasthas and brahmacharis, vanaprasthas and sannyasis, when they all work together, honoring each other, appreciating each other, respecting each other, and factually realizing our dependence on one another, then our society is healthy. At Radha Gopinath Temple, we have about 110 brahmacharis. Every single one of them honors, loves, respects, and worships grihasthas like Sahadev and Sucharita. Brahmacharis, do you agree? And we depend on them. Brahmacharis are preaching. But unless they see, unless the people in general see exemplary grihasthas who are blissful in Krishna consciousness, they will not take our words very seriously. They will consider it theoretical, but not practical. For the people in general, when we see exemplary grihasthas who have deep attachment to the chanting of the holy names, deep attachment to hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, deep attachment to serving Sri Krishna and the Vaishnavas, deep attachment to giving charity to the conditioned souls, and the greatest charity is to give bhakti, the path of bhakti, to them. And at the same time, they are responsible in their occupation. They have a wonderful, congenial relationship with each other. They raise their children responsibly. When you put all those things together, when people see such a grihastha couple, they understand that the philosophy of Krishna consciousness is practical, it is real, and it works. And yes, seeing such grihasthas as these is what has brought thousands and thousands of people to Srila Prabhupada's mission. I am forever indebted to them. And today, Sahadev Prabhu, Sucharita Mataji, where are you? Can you please stand up? I just want to, from the heart of my hearts, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada's smile and his blessings are showering upon you. You really are what Prabhupada wanted his followers to be. And I cannot thank you enough for that. Everyone, please, with great emotion and devotion, let us express our gratitude to them on this occasion. Thank you very much. And now His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj, who was the first senior devotee of ISKCON to preach to Sahadev Prabhu and his family, will speak.
Rubyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhavacha Atitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. I'm most pleased to be here in this on this auspicious occasion to honor specifically these two wonderful devotees, Sahadev Prabhu and Suchitra Mataji, and their 50 years together. And along with them, all the other devotees who have influenced them and helped them, and who have been influenced by them and helped by them, and ultimately, because we are all here by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we are glorifying him and our Guru Parampara, Sri Sri Gaura Thai, and ultimately Sri Sri Radha Gopi Janavallabha, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, Sri Sri Radha Rasa Bihari. And it is glorification that is really the life and soul of the devotee. Glorifying, that's kirtanam, and hearing glorification, that's shravanam, and remembering the glories, that's smaranam. And this is our life. But amongst the different types of glorification, Krishna is especially pleased by the glorification of his devotees. And so it's very purifying to hear such glorification and to be able to join in it. Of course, the object of the glorification should be worthy, and Sahadev Prabhu and Suchitra Mataji, Sachidananda Prabhu and the entire family and the extended family of devotees are worthy. They're not ordinary people. Looking at the slideshow or multimedia presentation, I was struck by how in some ways Sahadev Prabhu and Suchitra Mataji looked like ordinary people. And superficially, their activities could resemble those of ordinary people. But because they're devotees, even when engaged in apparently ordinary activities, they're never ordinary. They're always Krishna conscious. And their Krishna consciousness is natural. It's completely natural. And therefore, they can engage in natural ways as husband and wife, as parents, grandparents, and friends, because their Krishna consciousness is, I was going to say it's so deep in them, but you actually can't separate their Krishna consciousness from them. And therefore, no matter what they do, even if it's helping a grandchild with a mathematical problem. It doesn't matter what it is, or going on a holiday to some hill station. It doesn't matter what the activity is, because Krishna consciousness is always there. But because we're in the material world, and in their case, in Grihastha Ashram, there are certain things that come with Grihastha Ashram. And because Grihastha Ashram is the most, of course, we're speaking in general terms, we're not at this stage distinguishing between Grihasthas and Grihamedis, but because the householder ashram is the most common, the activities of Grihastha Ashram are the most common. But although the activities of Vaishnav Grihasthas appear like the activities of other Grihasthas, the consciousness is different. And that makes all the difference. Bhakti is really a matter of consciousness, more than what you do or don't do. Of course, they're exemplary. They do everything that devotees should do, and they don't do things that devotees shouldn't do. But there are so many other activities that aren't prescribed in the 64 items of devotional service, and they're not forbidden. But they're just things that people do in life, in Grihastha Ashram. But they do them in Krishna consciousness. And therefore, the effect on their family members and friends is to inspire them in Krishna consciousness. Even if the activity isn't, strictly speaking, Krishna conscious, like Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. And that's, as Prabhupada said, you judge by the result, and the result of associating with them, whether it's their children and grandchildren and other family members and friends, is that they're all being drawn towards Krishna consciousness. Some to an extraordinary degree, like Satchitananda Prabhu, and others to different degrees. But the effect of their Krishna consciousness and their natural loving, caring, serving mood is that everyone is drawn towards Krishna consciousness to some degree or another. And 50 years from a certain point of view is a long time. Of course, we're looking forward to the diamond anniversary. That'll be a great occasion. I hope I'm here to see it. But seeing Sahadev Prabhu, when I entered the compound, I was struck by how young he looks. He looks too young to be celebrating his 50th wedding anniversary. He, to me, looked too young to be celebrating his 50th birthday. Because he just seems so pure and innocent, which he is, and is his good wife also. I think it's because he's getting closer to his eternal identity in the spiritual world, where mostly, there are exceptions, but everyone's mostly teenagers or children. But anyway, it is a great pleasure to be here with them on this auspicious occasion and with all of you. A great honor, a privilege, and to be sitting next to His Holiness Radhanath Swami. And I wish that Sahadeva Prabhu and Suchitra Mataji will continue to bless us with their wonderful association, and that Srila Prabhupada and Sri Sri Radha Gopi Janavallabha will bless them with many more years and opportunities to extend their wonderful Krishna conscious loving influence on all of us here and on many others who would have been here if space permitted, and many others who will come into their association in the future. So, thank you very much, and I'm really honored and privileged and feel blessed to be here. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. As usual, Giriraj Maharaj, so dignified of demeanor, so polished of manner, so sweet in his delivery and so benevolent to all the devotees. Thank you very much, Giriraj Maharaj, for your wonderful association. And of course, in his most inimitable style, how Radhanath Maharaj has stirred the deep currents in the hearts and minds of all the devotees present here. Thank you very much, Maharaj, for your beautiful lecture.
There's one other quality that I would like to briefly speak. In all the years I have known Sahadev Prabhu and his good wife, although they're involved in management and they discriminate, and Sahadev Prabhu gets things done, I've never heard him or never heard of him ever finding fault in any devotee. Rupa Goswami tells that the quality of a true Vaishnav is that one has no propensity to find faults in others. Theoretically, we can all understand that. But how many people can actually practice it in their lives? Sahadev Prabhu and his good wife, they live by this principle. Amanina manadena. To offer all respect to others, and they are not concerned with anything for themselves. Therefore, Krishna is so very pleased when they chant the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. Before Maharaj decides to have kirtan, there are two more important ceremonies to be done. One traditional and one modern. The traditional ceremony is when the bride and the bridegroom will exchange flowers, flower garlands. So the family really wants this to happen. So even though you may feel a little embarrassed, we have to request you to come and perform this austerity of exchanging flower garlands. And the modern ceremony, of course, is cake cutting. So we are going to request Giriraj Maharaj and Radhanath Maharaj to please do the honors of cake cutting. And if they desire, then they can request Sahadev Prabhu and Sucharita Mataji to also join in the cake cutting ceremony. So at this time, I would request Sahadev Prabhu and Sucharita Mataji to kindly come here. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Let's start. Hari.
We now pronounce you man and wife.
I'm sure every one of us would like to make our offerings and speak about Sucharita Mataji and Sahadev Prabhu. But then this program will continue till the wee hours of the morning. So for that, we will probably have some other day. But before we do the cake cutting, here is Pranav, who is their granddaughter Akriti's husband. And he would very much like to recite a poem which he has composed for Nana and Nani. So Pranav, please come and just
thank you very much. ये मेरे प्रिय नाना जी नानी जी के लिए गृहस्थी का है जो बोझ संभाला आपने एक दूजे को है पाया नानी आपको आप नानी को कहते हो हम साया हर कदम साथ चले दोनों साथ साथ मुस्काए नाना बिन नानी नानी बिन नाना लगते हैं कुमलाए जीवन संगनी बनी नाना आपकी आपके शुद्ध को नानी में पाया हर पल वह रहती साथ आपके हर पल आपको है सहलाया आप दोनों की उम्र लिख दे हम चांद सितारों से आपकी वर्षगांठ मनाए आज हम फूलों से बहारों से खुशबू रहे आप दोनों सदा यही दुआ है हमारी महके सदा खुशबू की तरह यही दुआ है हमारी काटे ना कभी आए आपकी राहों में यही दुआ है हमारी कदम रखे फूलों पर यही दुआ है हमारी यह तो सिर्फ स्वर्ण जयंती है अभी बाकी है हीरक जयंती आनी मिले जीवन की हर खुशी आपको भगवान से यही मन्नत है मानी आपका आशीर्वाद हम बच्चों पर हमेशा बना रहे आपकी छत्र छाया में हम हमेशा पलते रहे यही प्रार्थना है हमारी जिस अटूट प्रेम की डोर से बंधे थे श्री कृष्ण राधा रानी उसी डोर बंद गए नाना नानी धन्यवाद
थैंक यू वेरी मच प्रणव दैट वाज अ ब्यूटीफुल ट्रिब्यूट टू नाना एंड नानी एट दिस टाइम नाउ द केक कटिंग सेरेमनी विल टेक प्लेस या मे बी वॉलंटियर्स कैन पिक अप द टेबल एंड टेक इट देयर इन फ्रंट ऑफ द स्टेज The mother-in-law and daughter-in-law team have made all these cakes at home. So they are very special. So we hope every one of you get a chance to honor this also. So Maharaj wants both of you to go and do the honors. So the five cakes actually represent the five decades that they spent together. Hare Krishna to you, Hare Krishna to you, Hare Krishna, Hare.
Everyone, please dance.